Hey, welcome to week three of Corporate Bootcamp System. This is Greg Justice, and today we're going to go over the workout system in the Corporate Bootcamp System, and we're fortunate to have DJ Gadur, who is a speaker, writer, an entrepreneur, and a consultant. He is also the president and founder of GGR Fitness, a certified strength and conditioning specialist with the prestigious National Strength and Conditioning Association, also a certified youth fitness specialist with the International Youth Conditioning Association. BJ is also the co-creator of Workout Muse, which is the world's first and number one audio interval training system. BJ is also the creator of Bootcamp Automator, which is a workout system for group exercise, and his internationally renowned Get Sexy Bootcamps are Milwaukee's premier fitness boot camps for men and women. So it's my pleasure to welcome DJ Gadur with the Workout System.
Greg, thank you so much. Very happy to be here. And again, just want to give you a big thanks for letting me be a part of this incredible system you put together. Everybody who's listening is in phenomenal hands with Greg Justice and anything he does. And he has truly mastered the realm of corporate fitness. And what I'm here to do today is just pretty much offer my expertise with regards to automating your bootcamp workout, specifically for corporate sessions. So we'll touch on that today. The goal is to teach you how to deliver killer 30-minute express workouts at the workplace for all fitness levels without ever having to actually be there yourself. And I think one thing is unique about what Greg's system, how effective Greg's system is that Greg has camps all over the country, soon to be internationally, and he doesn't ever have to be there. And whether it is your goal to be there or not, it is always good to have a system in place that doesn't require you to be there just in case you can't be or you don't necessarily want to be there. So that's what we'll teach you today, and I'm very excited to get started here. Real quick, just a little bit on my background. I know exactly what your campers are going through on a regular basis, and I know exactly what you are going through on a regular basis. I grew up as an overweight kid, and I made changes myself to remedy that. And that's really what got me into fitness in the first place. And I currently operate Get Sexy Bootcamps in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The model for those bootcamps, the business and marketing models, are something that we teach to over 150 bootcamp owners worldwide in a program that I do with Pat Rigsby, Jim O'Beatty, and Nick Berry called the Bootcamp Blueprint. And I also, I actually got my start in group exercise with our Milwaukee corporate bootcamps, and had a lot of success there, and that opened the door for our community camp. So I think one thing I'll try to touch on throughout this workout system today is how seamlessly you can go from your community bootcamp program to your corporate program and back. And that's really what it's all about. A lot of what Greg has shown you with regards to the way he sets up his calendar and everything else, though there are very specific and different systems when it comes to marketing your corporate versus community camps, the training system is essentially the same because the people we're going after, they're all busy professionals. The only true difference comes down to the fact that you're offering the workouts on site at the company versus a neutral location where you operate your community camps. That really is the true difference. There are some small ones that we can talk about here, but that's what it's all about here is you have the potential for not only a corporate profit center, but a community bootcamp profit center as well. I have personally supervised and programmed for several thousand hours of bootcamp workouts and countless hours around the world with those that use my Workout Muse programming. Workout Muse is a fitness music and media production company that specializes in interval workout music, something we created to be able to help automate workouts for, initially, for fitness bootcamp instructors. You're dealing with 20-plus people, and people were looking at their clocks and not their campers, and our tracks take that pain in the butt away by allowing you to look at your campers, let the music tell your clients exactly what to do. It also ensures that the workouts always start and end at the same time, which is essential to really running a successful long-term corporate program because you got to get these people back to their desks so they can make the money that ends up paying your bills. We get great results. One thing I'm very passionate about is that I'm not an online marketer at all. Everything that we've done has been grassroots. It all started with results. And here's a couple pictures of people that we've changed. Again, you know, hundreds of people we've worked with. And what I'm going to take you through today is really a culmination of all the trial and error, the experimentation, the research, the back and forth in terms of what is the absolute best way to do this. And even in that process, we got tons of results along the way. And actually, the third person from the left, his name is Michael Koss. He is the CEO of Koss Stereophones. He was my first in to corporate fitness. We lost, over a year and a half working with me, he lost 105 pounds of body fat. And we're having one of our, Greg Justice talks about treadmill topics. And for this particular instance, I was just stretching Michael out at the end of a workout. And I mentioned to him, Michael, you've got incredible results. What about potentially bringing this program on site to your company and offering it to your employees so they too can experience the benefits? Within a week, within a couple of days, I was in a meeting with both Michael and the HR manager. And then a week later, we met to finalize the setup for the first phase of the corporate program. So there is an influencer right there. And I think a lot of us have these influential people within our mix, whether we know it or not. You always have to be ready to get your first break. Where our boot camps have been featured, one thing that I think you'll see with the power of an automatic workout system is that it allows you to focus your attention on the highest return activities. The marketing, the publicity, customer service, follow-up, all that good stuff. And the problem I see with a lot of trainers is that they're so focused solely on designing fun, creative, unique workouts that literally that's the only time they spend in their business. When in the reality, the way your business truly breaks down is, program design is a huge part of it, but you have to market, you have to retain clients, you have to get referrals. I mean, there's so much that comes into, the logistics of the program, getting your financials squared away. Too many trainers just want to train. And though I think that's important initially to really master, training knowledge and systems, it's critical, but when it comes to the corporate fitness realm in particular, you have to be a business, you have to have systems, you have to be professional. And the great thing about having a workout system in place is that you can focus on the stuff that maybe you're the weakest at, but also the stuff that generates the most money, which is getting a new prospect set up for a meeting, landing a new corporate account, getting in your local paper business journal about your service and positioning yourself as the best in the area. And that's what I'm going to teach you how to do today, so you can focus on that end and let the workout systems just happen automatically. The top trainers and fitness organizations in the world use and recommend workout music. I don't really have to name all these guys, but I mean, Boyle, Cosgrove, Dose, Grasso, Schmitz, Roussel, I mean, Perform Better. These are organizations that are, the leaders of fitness. And it's been a true honor to have these organizations and these individuals use our stuff and recommend it to their clients and everything else. And you are in good hands, with this programming. And, it's one of those things. If it's good enough for these guys, I think it's good enough for you. And lastly here, biggest honor of my career has been recently being appointed as a Perform Better presenter for my expertise with fitness bootcamp program design and marketing systems. And I hope if you are in the Midwest area or plan on coming to the Midwest Summit, I'd love to meet you in person and shake your hand and just chat and get to know you better in Chicago, June 25th of this year. It'd be a great thing to do that and get to know you guys better. All right, let's get into it. So the seven biggest mistakes corporate bootcamp owners make. Number one, running personality-based group workouts. We've all gone through this. I know this is one of my biggest mistakes initially when I got started. You have so much passion about what you do, and it's very difficult when you make yourself the star of the show to then down the road eventually have somebody else run the workouts for you because the shoes are just too big to fill. And we struggle with this a lot initially when we're trying to staff our workouts. And it was definitely a learning curve. It was very frustrating, and I hope none of you have to go through it. Some of you may have gone through this already, but, it's part of the process, and you learn from it. But the key is the system you have in place needs to be able to provide 80 to 90% of what you would had you been there. You're never going to be able to provide the exact same service that you can provide to your campers when you outsource it. It's just not going to happen. It's your program. It's your baby. You put a lot into it. The people that you're staffing the workouts with, they just don't have as much in the game. They're not making as much money from the program. They don't have as much blood, sweat, and tears invested into it. You can't expect them to ever put as much as you have into it. But What you can expect from them is to follow a really detailed outline system that is simple, that is easy, that requires very little extra time on their end to implement. So basically all that they're doing is just showing up when they're supposed to show up, provide an incredible experience, keep your camper safe, implement your systems to a T, and then leave when they're supposed to leave, and that's it. And that's what I'm going to take you through right now in terms of program design and automating these workouts. The second thing is using repetition-based parameters in a group setting. To me, you'll see YouTube videos of people doing, you know, density workouts, which, you know, or those types of workouts where basically you're supposed to perform a certain number of reps for a certain number of exercises and complete them in a certain period of time. I can't tell you how wrong of an approach that is in a group exercise setting, because at the end of the day, no one of your campers will complete an exercise for a set number of repetitions at the same time. And what ends up happening is you see a bunch of people finishing early and a lot of people finishing later, while the people who finish early just sit around and wait. It is not the type of system you want to run. And what it'll do is it'll ostracize the people in your program that you want to really be most sensitive to, the deconditioned, overweight individuals that, you know, are really putting themselves out here, out there and attending your program in the first place. And then, you know, it's just like gym class again. People are finished, they're working out, they're looking at you, and like, why aren't you done yet, you know? And they feel real bad about that. So understand that you have to work within timed set parameters. It allows everybody to work at their own pace, everybody to progress at their own pace, but everybody moves on to the next exercise at the same time, and everybody finishes the workout at the same time. That is a true system. Third component, too many trainers look at their clock during the workouts. Now, we just touched on why you want to do time-based workouts versus rep-based workouts. But the problem with typical time-based workouts is that you're looking at your clock and not your campers. And as the numbers grow, when you're talking about 10 to 15 plus campers in that workout, it becomes even more critical to make sure that your eyes are on your campers. So that's part of what we created with the Workout Muse, interval workout music tracks that basically outsource that for you. So you can look at your campers and let the tracks do the low skill counting for you. Another aspect, using your own music with controversial lyrics. I know Greg has touched on this before, and again, I think it's important to reiterate. You have to be super professional in a corporate setting. If there's one huge difference between corporate workouts and community boot camp workouts, it's simply that, you know, you don't have as much freedom to express your own personality within your workouts. You have to express and cater to the personality of the corporation that you're working with, and that's critical. You can't use any lyrics with racial slurs or profanity or any of that stuff. And even, you know, even if you do really, really all that legwork to make sure that none of that happens, I promise you occasionally you'll forget that there was a bad lyric in one of those songs. And all it takes is one bad word to cost you a corporate account. And I cannot stress that enough. And, you know, we have an application for the iPhone and iPod Touch that allows you to build your own custom interval workouts, mix your favorite music. But I would never use that in a corporate setting, because I know with the soundtracks you make, the custom tracks, the only audio is just words saying stop, go, halfway, begin the next exercise. All very safe, neutral words that are just meant to automate the workout and will keep you looking professional and prevent the potential of really angering people or making people upset with regards to just one wrong word or one bad song. And again, with musical genres as well, I can tell you that a lot of the music that maybe you might like listening to will not fly in a corporate setting. So please be cognizant of that and make sure you approach in a very professional manner. Number five, programming workouts that are longer than 30 minutes. For some reason, people are so stuck on doing the one-hour personal training session. And with that, applying that same model to boot camps and group exercise, just because that's just how people have done it for so long. Well, if we use that same approach, aerobic training has been the solution for fat loss since the 70s and, you know, the whole aerobics revolution. And we know where that's gotten us in terms of the largest obesity epidemic ever. So you have to think outside the box, and you have to understand that you're programming for a certain client. And that client, especially in a corporate setting, is busy, and they don't have a whole lot of time to mess around. You're already taking 30 minutes of the productivity of their day. Yes, that 30 minutes we know will help amplify their productivity, improve health, and lower healthcare costs. But we also have to be sensitive to the fact it's still 30 minutes that they could be working at their desk. So we have to make sure that we can provide a result, a great result, but take no longer than needed to provide that result. And we all know, either from personal experience or from the research, that we only really need about 20 minutes of high-intensity exercise to get the result we're looking for. And in most cases, for general fitness, there are diminishing returns after 20 minutes of intensity. And if you are going to elongate the workout, most likely what happens is people pace themselves and they don't work out with the same intensity because they couldn't do so past 20 minutes anyway. So it's going to result in less soreness for your clients. It's going to make it a lot more doable mentally to get up for, you know, a brief but intense 20-minute workout than it is for a long, drawn-out, boring 60-minute workout. And again, it all comes down to the fact that it works best for the company because it takes less time. What is more valuable, the program that can provide the same results or better in half the time in only 30 minutes, or one that's going to take 60 minutes and provide either the same results or worse because people just don't like it and it's too boring and they're just not seeing the results? So understand that. And the coolest thing about this 30-minute programming is it works ideally in both a corporate setting and a community boot camp setting because, again, group exercise prospects are always busy, busy people who want to work out before or after work in a community setting or who want to work out at work whenever their company allows them to. Number six, not having level 1, 2, and 3 exercise progressions to accommodate people of all fitness levels. This is the one that makes me cringe, and I think you guys are all good trainers, and I think you cringe too when you see this. When people give the same workout to the sedentary, overweight, 45-year-old woman with a knee issue or a shoulder issue as they do to the new Generation Y tech guy just graduated college who's in great shape and has been working out his whole life. That is a tragedy. That is the biggest tragedy in fitness right now is the lack of progressions and regressions to accommodate people of all walks of life and fitness levels. So it's critical. Level 1, beginner. Level 2, intermediate. Level 3, advanced. I will show you a ridiculously simple and dummy-proof system that I have for this that basically allows people of any age, race, gender, fitness level, whatever, to work, do the same workout at the same time and feel the exact same way at the end of the workout, which is that just changed my body. That just changed. I mean, something just changed after that workout. They're pushed to the limit, but their own personal limit, their relative intensity is matched appropriately. So that is critical. You can't have an overweight person doing a burpee with a jump. You do that, I promise you, your business is not going to last the test of time, and you're going to be dealing with lawsuits. Lastly, not having a digitally automated boot camp training system in place for your staff. We live now in an age, it was the worst economic recession that we've had since the Great Depression, definitely in my time since being alive. And still, even with that, there was a 40% increase in smartphones this year. So it tells you where everything is shifting. And the great thing about the smartphone is that we can use that platform as a vehicle to automate our workouts. We can have videos viewed on the smartphone. We can have the MP3s for the interval workout music tracks on the smartphone. And then basically what we're talking about here is a simple click of the button, something that your trainers and your staff can have in their pocket, automates your workout system. Whether you're in Chicago or Philly or Australia, wherever you're at, no matter where you're running these programs, it's automated and it's the same workout no matter what. And I think what you'll see coming up here, hopefully, because we've done a lot of work trying to make it so, we tried to make our workout system the Starbucks of fitness boot camps. You know, when you go to Starbucks, it's the same coffee every single time. We found a recipe that works time and time again, and we've replicated it over and over again, and that's what you're going to be able to do after I explain how to work this system. All right, so let's get right into it here. This is an outline of the Bootcamp Automator program design for February, actually. And what we do is there's a 5-minute pre-workout routine that consists of mobility and activation exercise to get the body ready to rock for the upcoming high-intensity interval workout. The workout itself, we operate on a 3-workout rotation basis A, B, and C. Every workout is whole-body based, and every workout gets all the key movement patterns addressed. So we're doing hip dominant movements, upper body pushing movements, lower body knee dominant movements, pulling exercises and scapular thoracic, whichever applies, sometimes both, and then some sort of pillar exercise that works the shoulders, hips, and core in conjunction. That is the foundation of our total body circuits. Sometimes it's 4 exercise circuits, sometimes it's 6. A lot of times it's 5, but again, the key is we get all these key movement patterns addressed every single workout to make sure that we are providing the proper balance to keep people safe and get them great results. And If you're not doing three total body workouts a week and you're trying to provide general fitness, you're missing the ball, because we know from what the research shows that optimal muscle gain, optimal fat loss comes from multiple exposures throughout the week to every single muscle in the body. And we need to train these people just like we train athletes, because that's the look they're going for. The workouts themselves are only 20 minutes in length. So we do a 5-minute warm-up, move into a 20-minute total body circuit, and then what we do is we recommend before and after the session. So 10 to 15 minutes before and 10 to 15 minutes after are optional personal improvement times, where you can do some corrective stretching and self-massage with the foam rollers, tennis balls, massage sticks, whatever, to help bolster injury prevention and speed recovery. Now, in the corporate setting, this has to be optional, because some people just literally don't have the time to do this before or after work. They're too busy, or their companies prefer not to allow that extra time, and that's okay. You just have to make sure you're willing to offer and make yourself available for that. In the community boot camp setting, obviously, it's a lot easier to offer this, because it's your program, and you're not, it's on, you do exactly what you want to do in the community camps, but not so in the corporate camps. So just be cognizant of that. It's a great service to offer, but again, they can always roll and stretch on their own, even though most likely they won't. But again, you got to cater to the company. What you're seeing right now is the workout A, B, and C rotation. And basically what we have in each category, so hip dominant push, knee dominant pull, pillar, there is an exercise variation. Now, each exercise variation itself has a level 1, a level 2, and a level 3. So we're all doing the same workout, but everybody's being matched appropriately for the exercise that best matches their current fitness level. And that's what it's all about. You'll notice with the programming, it is heavily body weight based. Anytime there is equipment, it's stuff that can be easily implemented in a corporate setting if you want to, like bands or potentially a TRX or dumbbells or kettlebells or stuff like that. Very portable, cost-effective options. But again, there's always a body weight based substitution in case you don't have access to those pieces of equipment. And again, we talked about wanting to keep the cost low for these companies. One of the best ways to do that is not to have to require a lot of equipment to get started. So again, it has to be as equipment-free as possible, which will also allow them the versatility of doing these workouts at home or on the road when necessary. And last part there, all the workouts are triplanar. We're getting every plane of movement, sagittal, frontal, transverse throughout the week to make sure that we're best preparing their bodies for any potential athletic endeavors, but also best preventing injury and providing just balance in their training routines. That's very important. So the pre-workout routine, here's an example. So we do a 5-minute warm-up, and we have a squat variation, a sagittal lunge, frontal transverse lunge, stiff leg deadlift variation, and push-up. These are the five movements that I've identified as foundational to bodyweight-based bootcamp-style workouts. And I think what a lot of us have found, at least what I have found personally in my own training and working with so many people, is that there are certain things that we have to do every day. If we want to master a movement, you have to do certain things every single day. And these five movements are just foundational. We should do them every single day. And we don't really change our warm-ups up that much at all, because it's part of the system in that we want to get our campers, all of them, to level 3 warm-up progressions, because that is going to be the progression in the warm-up allows for better progression in the workout. What I'm going to do right now, because again, fitness is all about motion and showing things, I'm going to actually just play the pre-workout instructional video for this pre-workout routine so you can see exactly how it works for yourself. Pre-workout routine, 5-minute dynamic warm-up. Alternate between 50 seconds of work and 10 seconds of rest for each exercise in the following 5 exercise circuits. The warm-up circuit consists of a squat variation, a sagittal lunge variation, a frontal transverse lunge variation, a stiff-legged deadlift variation, and a push-up variation. Grab your toes and pull your hips as low as you can while staying on the heels and working your chin and chest to the sky. Be sure to push your elbows out against the knees, then tuck your chin to your chest. Push your hips up and stretch the hamstrings and shift the hips, and repeat for time. It's critical to really stay on the heels and work the chest out and up to stretch the hips while keeping the back in a safe position. Squat to stand plus extension begins the same way, but at the bottom of the movement, You extend one arm as high as you can, and you alternate, and then you repeat for time. The goal here is to get some thoracic spine extension while working hip mobility at the same time. In the third and final variation, we add both an extension and rotation at the bottom of the movement, and then we alternate arms and repeat for time. The key is, as we're adding the extension rotation, make sure there's no lumbar spine rotation or flexion. This is by far one of my favorite big bang for your buck mobility exercises because of the fact that it works ankle, hip, and thoracic spine mobility all at once. Once campers can perform this with perfect form and technique, they're pretty much ready to perform any knee diamond exercise that you throw their way safely and effectively. Start with...
All right, so that was just one exercise to take you through. I don't want to bore you with all four possibilities there. We'll provide this video for your full, watch through on your own time as well. But again, I think it's very clear how seamless but also systematic the progressions are. That's what's critical. The entire warm-up is body weight based, and if you get people to level three variations, you will not believe how well they'll be performing, how safe they will be, how injury-free they will be, and how well they will move. It's pretty phenomenal. And it's 5 minutes, and you get these people ready to rock for the workout. All right, so now in terms of the workout, let's go through workout A. So this is an example of, we have several different interval protocols we use. One of my favorite ones to get any group started or just to accommodate people of all fitness levels is 50 seconds on, 10 seconds off in a 5-exercise circuit format that goes straight for 20 minutes. I get to find a better, there are different ways to do it, but I get to find a better way to program for general fitness than this 50-10 circuit. It's just a beautiful thing. You're able to maximize the intensity during each work set because you're alternating between non-competing movements, and you're operating within that perfect time frame to eat up as much sugar as possible in your camper's muscles so they can be burning as much fat as possible in the hours and days between and after workouts. So it provides a great muscle gain stimulus. The conditioning is through the roof. Basically combines the benefits of strength and cardio into one. Some call it cardio strength training. Others call it metabolic resistance training. Whatever you want to call it, this is the big bang for your buck type workouts for general fitness that's going to accommodate group exercise setup. So let's just take a look through the first exercise or two of this workout and show how we progress.
Workout routine, 20-minute total body circuit, workout A. Alternate between 50 seconds of work and 10 seconds of rest for each exercise in the following 5-exercise circuit. Exercise number 1 is the 4-point back pillar variation. Exercise number 2 is the mountain climber push-up variation. Exercise number 3 is the double lunge variation, reverse plus forward lunge. Exercise number 4 is the SLDL plus row variation. And exercise number 5 is the front pillar to push-up transfer variation. Starting with your hands underneath your shoulders and your legs bent at 90 degrees, push through your heels and use your glutes to raise your hips as high as you can to maintain a straight line from your head to your knees and hold for time. Now with your hands underneath your shoulders and your toes pull back to your shins to relax your calves and hamstrings, use your glutes to raise your hips as high as you can, ideally maintaining a straight line from your head through your heels, and hold for time. In the third and final back pillar variation, you'll perform the exact same movement except now your legs are straight with your forearms resting on the floor. Again, use your glutes to raise your hips as high as you can to maintain a straight line from your head through your heels, and hold for time. Level one mounting.
All right, so that's one level one, two, three progression for the hip dominant exercise, the back pillar variation. And again, seamless progressions, but a true increase in challenge from one to two and two to three. And again, the great thing about it is even during the workout, if level one was too easy, they can easily just modify and move up to level two and vice versa, which is a very cool thing about this these bodyweight-based bootcamp style workouts is that you can literally move between levels seamlessly, and also for you as a coach, You can coach people up a level or down a level appropriately, which is providing that personal attention in a large group setting. To give an example now, we talked about the tracks. Now, the instructional videos, they're phenomenal. You know, your trainers, your staff can view them on their smartphone, on a video iPod. They can view them online or download them to your desktop. And again, they really outdo any sort of pictures or exercise descriptions because people in fitness, they're very visual, they're very kinetic, and, you know, exercise is a very dynamic thing. It's not really captured well in still. So that's what's great about the videos and the automation of that. You can literally have your trainers, they can come to the workout, maybe they forgot an exercise, and they review the workouts on their phone or whatever they're viewing it on, and it's pretty slick. But the other component of the automation is the soundtrack. So I'm going to play a quick audio sample of the interval workout music that will play in the background that will tell your campers what to do so you can focus on being a killer coach and motivator during the session.
...20-minute workout, 50-10, 5-exercise circuit. You will alternate between 50 seconds of work and 10 seconds of rest for each exercise in the following 5-exercise circuit for a 20-minute total body workout. Time to crank it. Begin exercise number 1 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Halfway. Exercise number 2 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, so that's a basic, All right, so that is a sample of what the music will sound like. And again, the automation is phenomenal. You'll be a better coach. You're going to reduce the risk of injuries. It's going to make it really easy and simple for your staff to keep their eyes on your most valued asset, which is your clients and campers. And again, from a user end, the music we create, Topher Farrell is the co-creator and sound designer for Workout Muse, and he's just a genius. What he creates is the appropriate tempo, BPM, rhythms, and melodies that will help accomplish several things. One is increased work output by reducing perceived exertion, inspiring movement. And the second aspect is basically you'll notice less rest in transition time taken by your clients because of how the music drives the workouts. It's something you'll have to experience firsthand for yourself and see it in action, but it's actually pretty cool to witness. Once you press music, something happens to these people. They go crazy. They get results. And again, it's automatic. The workout stops and starts at the exact same time every time. It's a true system. And we provide a bunch of different tracks. You know, you might not like every single track musically. Again, music is very individual. Everybody has, you know, like politics and religion, people have very individual music preferences. But again, it's really not about the music. It's about the automation of the audio instructions and the fact that the music caters from an instrumental standpoint and the melody standpoint to providing, you know, the best results-producing workouts ever. So, and again, no risk of profanity, racial slurs. This is truly a professional workout system. Now, kind of moving forward there, so we showed level 1, 2, and 3 variations, but I think what's also important is to know that there's basically 5 ways to progress any exercise, and on the other end, 5 ways to regress any exercise. So let's start with the progression option number 1, which is stability, where basically you change your body's base of support. You can go from stable to unstable. An example I'll give is in a front pillar or a front plank, going from a large base of support to a narrow base of support. So, you know, you go really wide feet to close feet, that's going to increase the demands of stability on your core. going from a 4-point to a 3-point to a 2-point front pillar also makes the base of support more narrow and increases the challenge. The other option, again, is also to do exercises on unstable surfaces like stability balls, stability discs, a TRX suspension trainer, etc. But, again, that equipment is never required to get started. That's stuff you can work in down the road to provide more variety and fun within your program. Progression number two is tempo, changing your speed of movement. Now, you can make a movement harder by making it faster. On the other hand, you can also make it harder by making it slower. It can be achieved at both ends of the spectrum. The key is you first want to achieve full range of motion with piriformis technique before adding speed of movement, because it wouldn't make sense to intensify a quarter squat or a quarter push-up. You want to get full range of motion first. We all know that. One progression is moving from a control to an explosive movement, so regular squat to a squat jump. That is going to increase the deceleration demands on the body on the central component of that squat jump, and it basically is like adding weight to our body without doing so by increasing the speed of movement, activating more muscle fibers, intensifying the exercise. On the other side of the spectrum, if we wanted to make the exercise harder, we could also do so by slowing the movement down or like performing a 4-second hold at the bottom of that squat before we do the squat jump, which will eliminate the stretch reflex, or holding a push-up at the bottom of the push-up for about 5 seconds before pushing back up. You know, for your really advanced clients, we don't have access to a chair or a box or a bench to elevate their feet to make that push-up harder. You know, you can perform an explosive push-up, or you can do these tempo adjustments, or just doing a 3-1-X, 3 seconds down, 1 second pause, explode up. That makes a push-up a lot harder than just coming up and down without any deliberate speed. So, again, tempo provides tons of different options at your disposal that are all bodyweight-based progressions or regressions. Number three is resistance. Now, the great thing about bodyweight training is that you can change loading with your body alone. But, you know, obviously there's the external resistance options with bands, dumbbells, kettlebells, med balls. That's always great. But, again, I'm a big fan of trying to find as many ways as possible to make an exercise more difficult without having to add any load or true load. So, you know, we know leverage and body angle progressions with body weight. For example, moving from a hands elevated incline push-up to a 4 push-up to a feet elevated decline push-up is a clear progression where we are essentially adding load to the body without actually adding load itself. And that's the great thing about body weight training, is that it allows for seamless transition. And again, a lot of safety too. You know, no one... Bodyweight exercises just have a much smaller risk of injury inherently than any sort of loaded exercise. So that's a great thing, too, in a large group setting where supervision isn't as close as one-on-one. You know, the bodyweight training really caters to that. Progression option four is integration. So basically combination movements for maximal muscular activation. One way to integrate would be implementing multiple movement patterns into one. So going from a squat to a squat to press to a squat to curl to press clearly is involving more muscles from progression to progression. So again, you don't necessarily have to change to increase the load. You can just involve more muscles and make a movement more integrated. You know, and that's, to me, if you can provide total body exercises than a total body workout, that's when you're getting the best results possible. The last, another option there is just more planes of movement. So, you noticed in the workout A, if you looked at the chart, there was three different double lunge variations. So basically what that does is involve multiple planes of movement. You know, we could do a four-way lunge. You know, you could do a reverse lunge only. You could move into a reverse plus a forward lunge, where one leg stays on the floor the whole time. You can go from a reverse to a forward to a lateral lunge, and then finish with a reverse to forward to lateral plus cross under lunge. And basically, you're doing a lunge variation, but you're doing it in all three planes of movement. That's obviously more difficult than you doing just the basic reverse lunge, which is only in the sagittal plane. So again, that's a bodyweight progression. We didn't add any load. And I think you're starting to see the sheer ridiculous unlimited number of options with how to tweak and mix up these workouts so that your clients are always on the edge of their seat, with regards to what's coming next. Last option is range of motion. Obviously, we talked first about getting to that full range of motion first and all foundational exercises, you know, partial to half to full range of motion. But then also you have, you know, the ability to extend the range of motion upon what is normally achieved. That doesn't apply for every exercise, but you know, the example I'll give you is doing the 4 push-up and moving to a dumbbell push-up, which allows the chest to travel further than it would if the 4 was than when you're just using the 4 push-up variation. So that's going to activate more muscle fibers. That's going to intensify the exercise. So again, These are five different ways to make any exercise harder or easier depending on what your goal is. And in most cases, it involves no equipment. And that is why it is so great for the corporate fitness realm and even community boot camp realm, where you don't want to have a whole lot of equipment demands. But if you do want to involve equipment, that's always available to you as well, moving forward. And again, the best regression of any movement is always moving to entry-level bodyweight exercises at a slow, controlled tempo, or even isometric holds for people with joint issues. So, you know someone has arthritis in their knees, a wall sit might be a better option for them to start than a bodyweight squat. Or they have issues with the shoulder or the rotator cuff, they should be doing a push-up hold instead of a push-up. So that's just an example of how to make sure everybody's accommodated. And finally here, individualization. So, I've worked very closely with physical therapists from the start of my career, and it was a great benefit to me from a program design standpoint and also a client modification standpoint. And I would never want to claim that I have the knowledge of physical therapists. I really don't. I never want to, practice, go outside of my scope of practice. But what you'll get here are very basic general modifications for the overwhelming majority of issues that you'll come across. But again, you always want to know when to outsource, to the right health medical professional when it's beyond what we're capable of providing. If we're talking overuse injuries, a lot of them can be easily addressed with corrective stretching and self-massage above and below the joint that's involved. But if that's not helping, then it's definitely something that needs to be addressed by an orthopedic or physical therapist. So for knee issues, I highly recommend moving to more, single leg movements, incorporating isometrics or partial range of motion movements if possible, and also involving more hip dominant movements as well. Because again, a lot of the knee issues that arise are from weak, loosened hamstrings, which cause knee pain and instability. So, let's say someone had a knee issue, and there's a knee dominant category in that workout. Well, all I have to do there is just either swap in an extra core movement or an extra movement for the hips and hamstrings. There's nobody that I know of that couldn't use a little extra work for their butt or their hamstrings. So, you have to make it a positive for the client. If they have an issue, that's fine. We just won't do any knee-dominant movements, but we'll get double work on the hips so that by the time the knees are ready to work again within knee-dominant categories, you've got a lot of strength and you've worked out any potential imbalances that led to that knee pain in the first place. So again, single-leg wall sits, split squat holds are always the great fallbacks for entry-level knee-dominant movements, and if those still cause an issue, I would definitely recommend getting a medical professional involved. But they can still involve themselves in the workout by doing, stiff leg deadlifts, good mornings, hip extensions, bridging movements that allow them to still work their lower body without causing the knee pain in the first place. And again, it's always above and below. So usually knee issues are going to stem from tightness and adhesions in the quads, particularly the rectus femoris area, the middle part of the quad, tight hip flexors, glutes, lateral hamstrings, and poor ankle mobility. And again, you want to get corrective stretching and self-massage going for those areas. For shoulder issues, we want to make sure that initially pushing and pulling exercise and stay in the horizontal plane. Overhead movements like pull-ups and shoulder presses can often cause, can make things worse if it's a shoulder impingement situation, which oftentimes tends to be the case. I would definitely avoid upper trap dominant movements like upright rows or high pulls. We don't want to, people are already very upper trap dominant as it is. They need more mid-trap, lower trap exercise to help, fix up that imbalance. So I wouldn't do too much of that stuff just to prevent that from becoming even worse of a problem. Avoiding open chain movements like presses and opt for the close chain exercises like push-ups. You'll be surprised how many people with really bad shoulders can perform a push-up hold or even push-ups without pain because it's a close chain exercise and it keeps that shoulder joint in a much safer position. Again, you can always back off to isometric shoulder stability holds like front side, back pillars, or planks, and then doing the scapular YTWLI raises or holds as well. And you always notice in that pull category, we call it, pull or scapulothoracic, because the goal is we're trying to get scapular retraction depression involved there. And that's particularly useful for the situations where you don't have equipment, where we can't do rows because we don't have dumbbells or TRX suspension trainers. Well, a Y raise, a T raise, a W raise, a wall slide, those movements work the upper back muscles like we want them to. Maybe not as ideally as we would if we had load, but they get the job done and they keep the training balance in place. And again, for shoulder issues, we're always looking above and below, and that's going to be the lat, the traps, the chest, and upper mid-back that need to be stretched and massaged. Foot-ankle issues, you want to avoid explosive movements like squat jumps or locomotion, like running or jumping jacks, and offer more static, stationary-type movements. Closed chain lower body movements like squats and split squats instead of lunges. Single leg balance holds are also great to incorporate for improving foot and ankle stability. And again, above and below, getting that ankle mobility going, massaging the lower legs, the calves, the peroneals, the shins, and even an arch roll for the plantar fascia are great as well. Wrist issues. Usually you'll hear complaints during push-ups. Most people aren't used to supporting their body weight in a push-up position, so it's an overload to that joint. By spreading the fingers, you help diffuse the pressure by increasing the base of support. And again, they can even move from their hands to the forearms. So a push-up hold to a front plank or front pillar hold will work essentially the same muscles, but involve more of the shoulders in the front pillar position than the wrists. And again, anytime you go from a arms extended position to on the forearms, you eliminate the tricep assistance that you get with the arms extended and increase the work on the shoulder area, which is always good in my mind. So that's a great modification as well. Performing push-ups and presses while holding dumbbells or on your fists in a neutral wrist position will avoid excessive wrist flexion. So, you refer to the perfect push-up, but dumbbells accomplish the same thing. You know, just having them getting their the dumbbells facing each other, a neutral grip position, that'll take pressure off the wrists. And again, you want to stretch above and below, stretching and massaging the forearm flexors and extensors, and doing wrist mobility drills in all three planes of movement are critical. Back issues. Eliminating or avoiding bilateral double leg lower body movements, particularly the knee dominant like movements like squats, are going to be much better suited for people with back issues. It just allows you to keep a more neutral pelvic position when you're in a split squat versus a bilateral parallel squat. And, there's a lot more stability for the lumbar spine. It's risk versus reward. The great thing about a single leg exercise is that it's a lot harder than a double leg exercise, so it won't require as much loading. And again, you're not going to deal with as much of that lumbar flexion as you will in a split squat as you would in a bilateral squat. So for people that have back issues, we almost always have them default as much as possible to the single leg alternative just because it's not worth the risk of having them do double leg movements unless they really truly get the mobility and stability they need to be able to do so safely and effectively. So single leg movements always work best. And again, a lot of the back issues will stem from limb length discrepancies. A lot of people have one leg that's longer or shorter than the other. When you're in a split stance position, you eliminate some of those limb length issues. Not entirely, but definitely a lot more than if you were in a parallel stance. And again, most back issues will stem from tight hip flexors, not to forget about the psoas muscles, tight glutes, hip rotators, tight lats, upper mid lower back area. So you want to massage upper mid lower back area, but most of the stretching should be focused on the hips, not the back. We want to avoid any excessive or any period lumbar flexion or rotation, and really focus on lengthening the hip flexors, the glutes, and the hamstrings. Elbow issues. Avoiding pushing movements and elbow extension in general will do the trick to help alleviate that. You can maintain upper body strength with the pillar stability holds or pulling movements, which tend not to cause as much pain for typical elbow issues like tennis elbow, or even doing the scapular retraction depression movements that we touched on prior. And again, above and below, the triceps, biceps, forearms to be stretched and massaged. And then the last component is weak side strength or flexibility imbalances. If you know that you have a weak side, most people are really weak on the left side pillar or because, they're right-handed. They can do 3-to-1 ratio of left to right side pillars. And then right there, you're talking about an instant customization within a large group setting for people that have imbalances. That's something that most people can only provide in a personal training setting. But because you're the educated fitness professional, you can provide it within a group setting and further differentiate yourself from the competition. Flexibility-wise, same thing, a tight side, you want to stretch twice as long and twice as often. And again, always understanding your scope of practice, referring your campers to the right medical professionals when immediately for acute injury. So if someone, tears their ACL, that is beyond your scope. If someone, rolled an ankle and it's clear that it's swollen and they're not ready to participate in exercise, you make sure they find a physical therapist and orthopedic. So our job is to do our best to help mitigate and or eliminate the chronic overuse injuries by teaching them how to do things the right way with the exercise variations and to do the right pre- and post-workout routines. If we can't provide that within, 7 to 10 days, it's time to go to a medical professional to look at that because that is their specialty. All right, so
the Boot Camp Automator program, this is what it provides. I have a special rate for our Boot Camp Blooper members and the Corporate Boot Camp System members like yourself. It's only $37 a month, and what you get are four instantly downloadable workout music tracks. You'll get one pre-workout track and then three unique workout tracks to provide a lot of variety from musical selection and genre standpoint to keep everybody as satisfied as possible from a listening standpoint. You get three instructional workout videos that are smartphone compatible. That's iPhone, BlackBerry, Droid, whatever. Can also be viewed online or on any sort of video iPod or MP4 player. That basically, you'll see me, just like you did in the videos I showed prior, taking you through each exercise variation step by step with the right coaching cues and walking them through it automatically. You'll get the workout cheat sheets, the outlines of the workouts, written versions of them, a monthly Q&A call where basically I'll take all your most pressing boot camp workout questions and answer them in full detail, and also a members-only forum where basically you can ask any questions you have about the workout systems and get full, 24/7 support from yours truly. And again, the system is as simple as 1, 2, 3. The workouts tell your staff exactly what to do. The interval workout music soundtracks tell your campers exactly what to do. And you press play and crank it, and it's an automatic corporate boot camp system that also works well for community camps and also has great applications even for youth fitness camps or, team workouts as well, athletic training settings. Furthermore, I'm going to throw in as well a rebrandable version of our boot camp workout operations manual. It is a complete script for our staff that outlines everything they need to know from the time they arrive on site to the time they leave and everything in between to provide the exact same experience that I would if I was there. And you can rebrand it and enter your own, modify for your own business. It's of incredible value. And again, when we talk about running a business has systems. And if you don't have this type of system in place, your training system, your business is not ready to go to the next level. Last thing here, obviously, I assume there will be some questions based on the presentation today. There will be a Q&A call with Greg and I, and we'll go through your questions and answer them in full detail. And we will also throw in, and I believe Mary already has in there, in the Ning Forum, a bunch of bonuses that already exist from Workout Muse, including the Ultimate Tabata's Bootcamp Workout Manual, the Ultimate Tabata's Bodyweight Cardio Program, the Bootcamp Dynamite Training Manual, the 30-30 Core Training Manual, and even some other stuff from the original program that we threw in there. So you're going to have a lot of training material available to you, and please bring the questions. Look forward to answering your questions. And again, Bootcamp Automator launches this evening, so it's not ready yet, but again, you guys will have a special coupon code that would allow you to access the information at a discounted rate. So I will get that code to Mary to provide to you guys. And I thank you very much for listening to the presentation, and I hope you can experience what type of automation this type of workout system can provide to both you and your staff, and realize the incredible profits and peace of mind that come with it.